She was simply known as Poker Alice. She was an expert card player who used to begin each game by proclaiming, "Praise the Lord and place your bets. I'll take your money with no regrets." And she did take plenty of money. Her story is today's edition of the American Countryside.
Hey, Keith, long day tomorrow. Can you fill up the tractor?
Copy that.
I need 20 in diesel.
Okay, look, we know you wouldn't go to the local Gas and Go and put $20 of fuel in your tractor. That wouldn't even get the job done. So why would you risk leaving your crop short of the fuel it needs to get the job done this season? Add agro-liquid nutrients to your side dress and foliar pests to efficiently and economically get your crop the fuel it needs. Visit agroliquid.com/foliar to learn more.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
In 1874, gold was discovered in the Black Hills of South Dakota. As Corey Christensen at the Journey Museum in Rapid City explains, it quickly created a tumultuous atmosphere in boom towns.
Right after 1874, all the way up until they closed the last brothel in Deadwood in the 1980s. So all the way up pretty much until that point was the craziness of Deadwood. And it was crazy.
Deadwood is a fun place to explore today. Corey says that was the case a century ago as well.
There were tons of people, tons of issues, lots of intrigue, and massive amounts of fun. They all had fun in Deadwood.
One of the interesting characters in Deadwood was a lady named Poker Alice.
She was a well-known woman in Deadwood. She would play poker with the men. She would beat them soundly, made thousands of dollars off of these men.
Her poker playing skills were legendary. It said men would come from far and wide for a chance to beat her at cards. She rarely lost. She would begin a game by proclaiming, "Praise the Lord and place your bets. I'll take your money with no regrets."
As soon as she grew up to be 18 or so in Deadwood, all the way up until she died, she played poker and smoked cigars. We have a great picture of her smoking a cigar.
Alice claims she won $250,000 in her lifetime playing poker. She died in 1930. Traveling the countryside in Rapid City, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCrae.